Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Congress is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown this upcoming weekend. The bill will extend two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills in Washington. President Biden and former President Trump had very different messages to offer during their competing visits to Texas border communities Thursday. During his stop in Eagle Pass, Trump used the occasion to press home campaign messages highlighting crimes committed by illegal immigrants inside the U.S.
Last year, a sadistic illegal alien criminal who was released into our country by Joe Biden was arrested for raping an 11-year-old girl in Pasadena, Texas.
Meanwhile, during a visit to Brownsville, President Biden once again pressed Republican lawmakers in Washington to reconsider a bipartisan border security and foreign aid package that would allow a U.S. administration to shut down the border if needed. It was a measure Trump opposed.
Those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on the merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Illegal immigration is consistently polling as one of the top issues of concern for American voters ahead of the big election. A wildfire continues raging out of control in northern Texas. It's already become the largest ever in the state's history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has burned over 1 million acres. It is only 3% contained. The U.S. government's wildfire tracking map shows it originated outside the small Texas panhandle town of Stinnett, near several oil and gas fields. The New Jersey restaurant booth featured in HBO's Sopranos finale, now for sale on eBay. The iconic booth, where the titular family gathered at Holston's Brookdale Confectionery, has long been a popular fan destination. It even bears a sign that says, "Reserved for the Soprano family." This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
A federal judge is issuing a temporary halt to a recent Texas law permitting local law enforcement to arrest individuals they suspect of illegally crossing the southern border. The Justice Department, along with the ACLU, filed a lawsuit arguing that only the federal government holds authority to enforce immigration laws. Disagreeing with Governor Abbott's assertions characterizing the influx of illegal immigration as an invasion, the judge's decision blocks the law from taking effect next week. Texas is anticipated to appeal the judge's ruling. If you're a regular pot smoker, you may want to listen up. That smoking could be shortening your life. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by researchers from UCSF and supported by the National Institutes of Health, suggests that frequent marijuana use may heighten the risk of heart attack and stroke. Those who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%.
The most recent inflation report is indicating a 0.4% increase for January. January, aligning with forecasts, the Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, years ago, Pat Riley, the orchestrator of Showtime with the Los Angeles Lakers, talked about the disease of Moore. This interesting dynamic that exists that is just part of our human condition. And there's never enough. You just got to want more and more. And what seems to be happening in our country that is being on display in every element of our culture is the takeover, we call it the elite capturing of you know, our prominent players in every field of endeavor, whether we're talking entertainment, music, basketball, the film industry. It is amazing. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's brilliant. The communist Chinese have really exposed the Achilles heel and the nerve of the American consumer, lust for greed. And this disease of Moore. Tiffany Meyer is with us right now. She is a film host and investigative reporter for a soon-to-be-released documentary, Hollywood Takeover, China's Control in the Film Industry. And when you hear her talk and break this down, you're going to see how this relates to other aspects of our culture and how the CCP has captured the elites in just about every discipline that that is part of our American way of life, and how they're having a dramatic influence on what we think, what we do, what we say, and how we behave, and that we better kowtow to the communist Chinese. And you say, well, this is America. Not exactly. Tiffany, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Well, congratulations on this. Boy, you've really pulled back the curtain, so to speak, on you know what the communist Chinese have brilliant. I mean, you got to give them credit. You know where credit's due. They have done a great job in capturing heretofore these key industries within America, and they did it, as you say in the documentary, without firing one bullet.
Right. I think what the communist Chinese really understand is that if you control culture, then eventually you can control policy and then eventually politics, right? So it's like to them, art serves the purpose of the party, of the state, whereas in America, we're like, ooh, freedom of the arts, freedom of expression. We're like, oh, this is great. You can make a pretty movie and go watch it. But then what happens is we go to the theaters and we put our guard down, right? We're like, ooh, we're going to be entertained. And so throughout the years, you start seeing these changes being made. So, for instance, if people remember the film 2012, when the end of the world, right? Humanity is safe because the Chinese regime decided to build a massive ark right? And then it's like, oh, you're like, okay, the Chinese government is there to save us. And then in Gravity, Sandra Bullock's character survives by getting herself in the Chinese space station, right? That doesn't even really exist. Yeah. Not the U.S., not the Russians helping her. It's the Chinese who come and save the day. And so slowly that starts influencing people's perception, even without us realizing it. And then it gets to the point where, you know, after the Olympics in China in 2008, China's economy was doing quite well. They wanted to get into Hollywood. And then because of that massive market, you start seeing things being changed. So, for instance, if people remember Red Dawn 2, mm-hmm. it was supposed to be China that was the enemy there, not the Soviet Union, right? This is the second one. But if you've seen it, it's not China that's the enemy. It's North Korea. And some of the characters in the film are even like, North Korea?
Yeah, right.
That cost $1 million to make those changes, right? And since then, this is 2012. Since then, no major studio, no major movie has had China as the villain. And we're seeing, as you laid out earlier, elite capture. We're seeing that in all aspects of society, in our education system, our politics, every institution. And a lot of it starts from the arts because we don't notice the subtle messaging that is happening there.
Yeah, and even as I mentioned in the NBA, you had, was it Enes Freedom, you know, the basketball player. And, of course, you know, they got rid of him pretty quick. LeBron James made a mistake and talked about Taiwan, and he had to, you know, do the backstep hustle really quick in order to preserve the billions of dollars that the NBA receives from China. So when you're that beholden, you lose all form of objectivity. And as you said, we're being conditioned to believe, you know, China is looking out for everybody's best interest, and they are, you know, the new saviors of the world, right?
Yeah, and what's really sad about that, too, is the Chinese people themselves, right? We don't hear their stories. We don't know what's happening to them. China says there's no poverty to the point that the World Banks and other institutions that want to help the Chinese people can't help. Meanwhile, you have like the former premier who came out and said that the average monthly income is less than $600, as in half of the population can't survive. So you have the Chinese people themselves who are suffering. Meanwhile, the rest of the world is showing the image that the Chinese Communist Party wants the world to see, which is that they are this great power, they're massive, they can't be stopped, but they want control over everything. And so it brings up these interesting examples. For instance, Looper is a time travel film. And communist China doesn't like time travel.
Yeah, exactly.
The past or the future.
Right, right.
So how do you get a movie like that in? You make China, communist China, seem like the future, the mecca of the world. And so originally the character Bruce Willis and Gordon Levitt is supposed to happen in France. That's the utopia that's written in the script. That's not what happens. It's China. You know, so those are the changes that are happening throughout it. And, like, even a small scene as in, like, Mission Impossible that's cut out, but there's a scene where Tom Cruise is running past a village in Hong Kong.
I know.
And a lot of people hang out their clothes to dry outside. But Communist China was like, no, you can't have that. That makes us look backwards. So, like, little tweaks like that, right? Even you saw it in San Francisco when Xi Jinping visited Joe Biden and the APEC.
Everything got cleaned up so quick. No, exactly.
So think about that on a massive scale. But it's also like there are deeper implications, too. So from the very beginning, Mao Zedong, the person who put Communist China into place, he talked about art serving the cause of the party, and every chairman since then has talked about that and expanded on that to the point that under Xi Jinping, the current regime leader, it's part of their internal PLA, that's the People's Liberation Army or China's military, it's part of their handbook, where they talk about the battle for mind control happens on a smokeless battlefield, happens on the ideological front, and they talk about total victory. So they see art as serving part of their military aspirations.
Well, again, it's brilliant strategy, because it's working, you know, very effectively. You know, like the one gentleman, the executive producer, I think he was a writer as well, that you interviewed. I can't remember his name offhand. But he says that everything goes along until all of a sudden you get smashed in the face. And yes. When you get smashed in the face with the reality of what the CCP is all about, you go, oh my gosh, you know, I am hooked. I'm addicted. Now I'm codependent with the Communist Chinese and their narrative, right?
Yeah, so that was Chris Fenton. He was the one
that
helped massage the two sides. So he was the one that helped get Looper into China, the China market, as well as Iron Man 3.
Well, Tiffany, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I have you with us. Got Tiffany Meyer with us, investigative reporter, documentarian. We're talking about Hollywood takeover. China's control in the film industry, which pulls back the curtain on how Hollywood is helping to further a global adversary's agenda. The consequences that we'll have on our own future and what brave individuals are doing to change the tide. You know, Tiffany, I think it's interesting because you're also employed by NTD, which is a Chinese company, but they seem to be more earnest in having an objective position in all this, because you would think that that they might want to, you know, trim your sails a bit and control the narrative. But it would appear that they've given you full license to you know, pursue the truth no matter where it leads.
Oh, yeah, with that, it ties back to how both the Epoch Times and NTD started. So they were started by Chinese-Americans, well, Chinese who fled China. So these people were part of the faith group Falun Gong. If you've heard of them, they're persecuted in China since 1999. So they experienced that firsthand. So the practice just focuses on truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Is basically making yourself a better person, and it was hugely popular in China before 1999, including many members of the Chinese Communist Party were also practicing it. Many people saw health benefits. It got to the point that I think 100 million people were cultivating or practicing this. Now, the issue is that is more than members of the Communist Party. Yes. And so what happened was in 1999, they did this massive crackdown and persecution that still continues to today. And these people, some of them fled, and they got to America. And in America, they're like, ooh, it's America. Of course, American newspapers are going to tell what's happening in China. They opened the papers. It was the same talking points that the Communist Party of China was saying. They're like, how can that be? This is America. And so that's how the Epoch Times was launched. And with that, we then launched a Chinese NTD version, and we have satellites that will break into China. So these people are in America, but they do the news in Chinese about what's really happening in China for people in China, whoever can get past the firewall. And then that was like more than 20 years ago, and then eventually the English NTD started. So we don't get funding from China. They don't like us over there. They don't like us to be quiet.
I bet they would.
That's why I have the opportunity to do something like this. Yeah.
Well, I'm really happy to hear you share the background here, because I want people to understand, because if they look into it and they see NTD and it originated from China, then, you know, I don't want them to be confused. I mean, this is a separate independent entity, and the Epoch Times and what they've been doing. And I think a lot of people do not realize how the Epoch Times came into being. It is becoming a well-respected resource, you know, one that we use quite regularly. And I'm always happy to have investigative reporters from Epoch Times to come on the show, because they're doing what the mainstream media should be doing. And, you know, we're grateful to have them around.
I mean, actually, a fun note on that, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, if anyone saw that, a Marvel film, and the opening fight scene, there's a like tiny little clip at the very bottom of the screen that shows, because this is happening in New York, that shows the Chinese edition of the Epoch Times newspaper kiosk, because they're all over the city. And many people are saying, because of that one tiny little clip, that's why the movie didn't make it into China. So, like, that's how afraid the Communist Party is. And then most people online were like, how would Chinese people even know what that newspaper is? But that's the amount of control we're talking about here.
Yeah, when you're talking, what are you talking, 1.4 billion people? I mean, it is massive in the amount of money, you know, that these Hollywood studios are making, you know, out of China. It's no wonder, but there is a cost to be able to drill in them thar hills of China. You're going to pay for it. You're going to have to sell your soul, aren't you?
Yeah, so for instance, just to lay some groundwork, Pacific Rim back in the day earned $101 million in the U.S. Its budget was $190 million, so it's losing money. But that same film made a $111.9 million in China alone, so that just doubled its box office. So because of that, many films were like, okay, even if I don't do well in North America, I can reap rewards in China market alone or like internationally. And so many films try to get into China. But China has a cap on how many foreign films are allowed in. So it's really mm-hmm. hard to get past the censors. So what happens is all the studios do everything they can to try and please the censors. They start self-censoring. So like mm-hmm. the 2016 Doctor Strange that rewrites the Tibetan character as a white woman, as a Celtic woman, to try and get Bastille, they didn't make it in. But like Richard Gere, for instance, he was huge in Hollywood, but then because he was positive about the Dalai Lama, his whole Hollywood career ended. So you get to the point where throughout the years you're seeing instances of that, and then I think the most recent example would be Top Gun Maverick. Mm-hmm. So the first movie, great, whatever, but by the time they wanted to do a remake, times have changed. So if people notice, the two patches on his jacket disappeared in the trailer, the Taiwanese and Japanese flags. Mm-hmm. And that's to please communist China. First of all, there's like no way this film is getting into China because it's too patriotic to begin with. But even then, they try to do that. And part of that was because Chinese tech giant Tencent was actually funding the film at the time. But after all of this international backlash, Tencent pulled out. And then if people have seen the movie, you know, patches are back.
Yes.
And then because of that, it was like, okay, we're not getting into China, so quite patriotic. And so that movie, Top Gun Maverick, made over $1 billion without the China market. That was the first Tom Cruise movie to make $1 billion. And we also saw that with Spider-Man No Way Home, where the last scene is like 20, 30 minutes, shows the Statue of Liberty. China didn't like that. So China reached out to Sony and was like, hey, can you remove that? Or like, can you make it smaller so it doesn't look like America's like great, you know? And Sony thought about it and was like, no, we're not doing that. And that movie, Spider-Man No Way Home, also made over $1 billion without the China market. So we're seeing changes where like people who and studios who stick to their values or their stories actually do well without needing the massive China market.
And I'm sure it's probably tough for still, you know, some investors to say, doggone it, if we'd only made the Statue of Liberty a little bit smaller, how many more millions of dollars would we have brought into the box office? And, you know, that kind of thing, because it's always that the fear of what's missing, right? Fear of missing out. And that lingers. But, you know, we're also dealing with the reality, as you mentioned earlier. China's not as robust as they once were. I mean, real estate problems that they're having. You know, I think the results of the one-child policy is coming back to haunt them, because now you've got a lot of single men looking for a fewer number of women. There's just not enough women around here. I think you're going to have a very frustrated class of male figures in China that's, you know, speaks of all kinds of trouble down the road.
Yeah, you are seeing a slew of issues inside of China alone, whether that's the economy, the population. You have these terms called lying flat, where the youth, because youth unemployment is so high in China that once the students graduate, they're like, I'm just going to do a thing called lying down, as in they're protesting because they're like, there's no future for us in China. That's how bleak the situation is there. And with the 3 years of draconian lockdowns from the pandemic, we don't know how many people died, right? Like, people were starving. They were locked inside their homes. There were fires that firefighters couldn't get to. We don't know the full extent of that. Like, even the famine under Mao, we still don't know the true number. The conservative estimates is 44 million people died, and this was a manufactured famine. So we still don't know the true number of that. We don't know what happened in the pandemic. But with the pandemic, you are also seeing changes in terms of Hollywood. China's box office hasn't been doing so well because of those lockdowns, but you're also seeing sentiment inside the Chinese population that wants to see their own propaganda films, not Western films.
Exactly. Tiffany Meyer, film host, investigative reporter for the Hollywood Takeover, China's Control in the Film Industry. This is going to be released soon, right?
Yes. So the global release is March 8th on Epic TV. And you can watch the trailer now already on HollywoodTakeover.com. Otherwise, we have a red carpet premiere in Los Angeles, Hollywood, on March 6th.
How much fun is that going to be, Tiffany, huh?
It'll be interesting to see if we inspire some protests, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. Look forward to hearing more from you down the road. Tiffany Meyer, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Great being with you.
Great morning.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The most recent inflation report is indicating a 0.4% increase for January. Aligning with forecasts, the Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. If you're a regular pot smoker, you may want to listen up. That smoking could be shortening your life. USA's John Schaefer.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by researchers from UCSF and supported by the National Institutes of Health, suggests that those who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. Even occasional weekly use, the analysis indicates, poses potential risks to heart and brain health.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. John Zemarek with us, the author and senior editor at Stream.org. Dr. John, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Looking forward to talking to you about this. I don't know if you saw this. I caught this the other day, and I'm thinking, how did I miss this? You got an official, Turkish official. He is all that in a bag of chips, you know, before the parliament there, and just, you know, bringing down curses of Israel and defying everything about the Abrahamic covenant and promise of God, saying that for those who bless Israel, they will be blessed. For those who curse, will be cursed. And he calls heaven. He calls on heaven to curse Israel. And no sooner does he complete his speech, I don't know if you saw it, he falls over. It went down like a sack of potatoes. And the initial report was that he died. And I'm thinking, I said, this is powerful stuff. Well, he ended up, I guess they were able to kind of keep him alive for a couple of days. And they reported that he died of a heart attack. No, he died because he defied God. And God took him out.
Bill, I'm going to have to differ with you. I think he probably died because he took the vaccine. Which also was a defiance of God, since the vaccine was based on aborted babies. So, you know, yes. We're just going to have to agree to disagree. I'm kidding. Okay. It's both.
but I'm saying this is something, I mean, when you watch this, John, again, you know, God will not be mocked. And also, you know, what gives people cover in all this is, as the book of Ecclesiastes says in chapter 8, because sin is not reconciled. This is my version, okay, loose interpretation here. So give me a little bit of room here. But because sin is not reconciled immediately, evil just continues to grow in the hearts of men. And here you get people who think, hey, they can start saying whatever they want. And here, until God says, no, you can't. And in this particular case, go ahead.
You know, Bill, in Turkey, in the Turkish world, a lot of worse things are happening. I mean, Turks might curse Israel, but they know better than to attack it. But the Turks are supporting Azerbaijan, which is threatening to invade Armenia and do another Armenian genocide. Mm-hmm. Azerbaijan just took the region of Artsakh, just conquered it, and drove hundreds of thousands of Christians out and are dynamiting the churches and, you know, tormenting priests and nuns. I completely agree that American Christians should support Israel, but they should be even more concerned about Christians under direct persecution by Muslims all around the world, but including in Armenia and Nigeria and Burkina Faso. I think, you know, it's a real blind spot. American Christians who rightly care about Israel didn't care when 3/4 of the Christians in Iraq were ethnically cleansed, mm-hmm. when the neocons like John McCain and Lindsey Graham were arguing to overthrow Assad in Syria and hand the country over to Al-Qaeda. You know, all the Republican candidates in 2016, except for Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump, supported the idea of shooting down Russian planes in order to help the Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria take over, even though they had pledged to persecute 1 million Christians in Syria. So I'm all for standing for Israel. But, you know, Israel has nuclear weapons. Israel has a great military. Israel is... it's under threat from terrorism, but not from invasion. These Christians are helpless. We've got a great piece at stream.org by Raymond Ibrahim, who is a great supporter of Israel and a great supporter of persecuted Christians. Pray for the people of Armenia, which was the first nation in the world to embrace Christianity, followed by Ethiopia. And both Armenia and Ethiopia have been besieged by Islam ever since the rise of Islam, and they're still in danger from Islam today.
John, thank you so much for bringing this up, because you're exactly right. This is so overlooked. I mean, we go to, you know, the things that we're used to hearing about, and these things seem to happen, you know, right under our noses, and it's just so overwhelming to kind of keep an eye on this stuff. But, you know, we're seeing, again, the increased amount of Christian persecution around the world.
That
is undeniable, isn't it?
Bill, I have a new book coming out in a few weeks about this, available for pre-order on Amazon. It's called No Second Amendment, No First. No Second Amendment, No First. And it's about the intimate connection between gun rights and religious freedom, between the right to defend yourself against terrorists or against a tyrannical government and the freedom to worship God and live out the Christian life as your conscience tells you. Most people don't know this. The text of our Second Amendment was taken almost verbatim from the English Bill of Rights, which was from 1690. But the English Bill of Rights actually was a little more specific. It said no Protestant could be deprived of the right to firearms. Now, as Catholics, you know, that might rankle us at first, but you got to think about it. Puritans had been persecuted by one British king, English king after another. And in 1688, they overthrew James II in part because they feared he would persecute the Puritans. Our founding fathers, who, you know, traced their political heritage in part to the Puritans, they took the English Bill of Rights, which connected religious liberty to gun rights, and they took the relevant section and they put in the right to self-defense, the right to citizens' militias, because they knew that without gun rights, religious liberty means nothing. And that is what we see over and over again through history. regimes that want to persecute Christians, first disarm them. First tell them, oh, you can't be violent, you have to turn the other cheek, and we're just going to close your churches down. It happened in Nazi Germany. What was the first group that the Nazis used the liberal gun control laws from the Weimar Republic to disarm? Jews, followed by labor union members. In the Soviet Union, as soon as the Bolsheviks took over, they disarmed the population. The same thing happened in Cuba. The same thing happened in China. And now, in my book, I bring it all the way up to the very recent past.
Mm-hmm.
In Iraq, when we engaged in that crazy war for the non-existent weapons of mass destruction, we took over the country and we imposed California-style gun control on the country. The Christians obeyed the law.
Yeah.
The Christians obeyed the law. Guess who didn't? The Muslims.
Muslims,
and
sure.
Three-fourths of the Christians in Iraq were killed or driven, made refugees, while American soldiers stood around doing nothing. And that was George Bush's and Barack Obama's fault, because they did nothing. If you go a few hundred miles north to the country of Syria, same kind of Christians, same language, same religious views, same churches. There, the Christians armed themselves, formed militias, and allied with the Kurds. Mm-hmm. And defeated ISIS. The same kind of Christians, same language, same traditions, same situation. Islamist terrorists, the ones who obeyed the gun control laws, are now huddling in shipping containers in refugee camps. God help them. Mm-hmm. And please, please look up Iraqi Christian Relief and help those people. In Syria, they are opening new churches. They're making converts by the thousands. The churches are growing in Syria because the Christians armed themselves. And that's why every Christian in America, every supporter of religious freedom in America, needs to support gun rights. Is that the bumper music?
We're down to about 50 seconds, but John, this brings clarity to the situation that has been purposely confused in order to disarm us. Here in America, we have a growing tyrannical government, and of course they don't want the people to fight back. They don't want the people to defend themselves, right?
Absolutely. And look, in Canada, where they don't have gun rights, they are about to pass a law imposing life sentences for online so-called hate speech. That's what happens in countries when the citizens give up their guns.
Dr. John Zemarek is with us from stream.org. Our conversation with him will continue and talk about the Catholic problem here in just a moment. So stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet
for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Talking to Dr. John Zemarek from String.org. John, you know, in talking about the First and Second Amendment, you know, there's been some victories. Of course, one of the recent ones, which is going to be well documented in this new movie called Average Joe, how one average Joe can change a nation. It's the true story of Coach Joe Kennedy and his fight for, you know, religious freedom. And this movie is going to be coming out soon. We got a screening of it at NRB this past week. You know, but, you know, this is one victory, but it is so, you know, the fight for religious freedom is something that we cannot, you know, take for granted or think, okay, it's one and done. You know, they are insistent to do everything they can to neutralize our faith because they know that if they can eliminate the power of our faith, America is done.
Well, if you remember, in the book 1984, when Winston Smith is being tortured by O'Brien in the cells of the Ministry of Truth, the only thing O'Brien is afraid of is the existence of God. And when Winston Smith admits he doesn't believe in God, that's when O'Brien knows he's won. Mm-hmm. If there's no God, freedom has no future because human beings don't have any transcendent nature. They have no ultimate point of reference, no ultimate judge who will reward them for resisting tyranny, so the tyrants will win. Solzhenitsyn talked about how all the cruelties of the communists and the Nazis were made possible because they didn't believe they would be judged and punished by God. So they could do whatever they could get away with impunity and laugh at their helpless victims as they drowned in their own blood.
Exactly.
It's happening all over the country. In Indiana, a Catholic couple is losing custody of their son because they won't use the transgender pronouns that his school psychiatrist convinced him psychologist convinced him he should be using. Now, whose fault is that? Whose fault is it that these parents are losing custody? Do you know whose fault it is, Bill? Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. Mike Pence. Big, loud, public Christian, blowing a trumpet like the Pharisees. Mike Pence in 2015 vetoed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in Indiana, because the Chamber of Commerce warned him that gay boycotts would hurt the economy. Mike Pence, who just has a new book out about, oh, what it means to live the gospel in the public square. Well, apparently it means selling out for 30 pieces of silver.
Exactly.
So the real enemy in America is not transgender activists. It's not Planned Parenthood. It's sellout Christians who will, when the Chamber of Commerce snaps its fingers, they will sell out the parental rights of Christians. They will sell out the liberties of Christian business owners because they don't want to see a little tick down potentially. The NCAA might boycott our state. We might not have a basketball team. So I'm sorry, Christian parents. Your rights don't matter. The gospel doesn't matter. But, hey, I'm a public Christian. Everybody buy my book.
Yeah, what a farce. And you see, and this is what it's all coming down to, John, and I just pray that people's eyes are opening up to the reality, is that, in fact, I just interviewed an investigative reporter for the Epoch Times talking about how movies have been, you know, all the movie industry has been captured, and what they've done, you know, for the sake of their greed, and how they've been, you know, pulled into bowing a knee to the communist Chinese to promote propaganda on the big screen. And it's amazing how you know, how the industry has been captured. But it seems like in every element of our culture, whether it's you know, big pharma, you know, capturing, you know, the scientists. I mean, we've got mad scientists going amok right now. I mean, they're talking about injecting our food with vaccines. I mean, it's not good enough for Jay-Z. I guess Jay-Z is not getting enough people into the queue to get vaccinated, or Joe Biden or any other celebrity for that matter. And so now they're going to just inject, put the vaccine into our food so that way we get it unbeknownst and unaware that it's going to be taken in through the food supply.
The COVID panic really was a test run for totalitarianism, and it was remarkably successful. They were able to censor the media, lock us in our homes, close our churches, get eminent doctors decertified and fired. They were able to get most of the churches on their side. Pope Francis said it was a Christian duty to take the dead baby vaccine. He issued a Vatican coin celebrating the vaccination of children who aren't even really in danger from COVID. You had Francis Collins using government money to bribe evangelical pastors to tell their congregations it was their duty to take the vaccine. All this for a vaccine that did not prevent transmission and that did not even do much more than suppress certain symptoms. But a vaccine that had been rushed through development, that was being imposed on people by force in violation of the Nuremberg principles, it really is like the plot of a James Bond movie, but it's more like the plot of an Austin Powers movie. And yet, everybody caved. Practically everybody caved. And I think the best litmus test you can use for a pastor is, did he stand up against the COVID panic? It was a test run for global tyranny. It was one step away from what we read in the book of Revelation, that the mark of the beast will be on your hand or your forehead, and you can't buy or sell in the marketplace unless you have it. I think whoever came up with the mandatory vaccination scheme probably got the idea from reading the book of Revelation. He was probably chuckling to himself. I'm surprised they didn't make us get the vaccine on our forehead, on our right hand, just to troll us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at the same, by the same token, John, I think they were surprised at how the public so willingly surrendered.
Oh yeah, when they said abortion clinics and casinos and liquor stores were essential businesses.
Exactly.
But churches and schools were not. And people just caved. So this was a test run to see just how sheep-like, cowardly, and timid the public in the West was. And they were stunned at the level of success, and they're outraged that there's any resistance at all. So I've got a new piece up at the stream called Aaron Bushnell is the Barabbas our pilots want us to worship. Aaron Bushnell is the radical leftist, quasi-communist, who was given high security clearance in the Air Force, in military intelligence, as I read at Revolver News. Everyone needs to read Revolver News. The guy who incinerated himself to protest what he called the genocide in Gaza. And people like Cornel West, allegedly a Christian theologian at Harvard, are calling him like a martyr. They're saying he died for social justice. They're making him a Christ figure.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in my column I talk about when Jake Gardner, who is a decorated Marine combat hero who had fought in Iraq, he had a small business in Omaha that was attacked during the George Floyd riot, and a career criminal felon was looting his bar and threatening Jake's elderly father. When the career criminal started to strangle Jake, Jake shot him. The local prosecutor called it self-defense. Mobs besieged the prosecutor's house for 3 weeks until he appointed a radical leftist special prosecutor who then charged Jake Gardner with first-degree murder and hate crimes. Jake was evicted, and then when he tried to start a legal defense fund, GoFundMe shut it down. Jake Gardner finally killed himself. And when he died, one of his local state senator went on Twitter and gloated about his death. So let's see. If you set yourself on fire to protest a foreign country trying to defend itself against genocidal terrorists like Hamas, you are a martyr. But if you defend your business and your elderly dad from a sociopathic looter, and you shoot the guy who's choking you, you are a racist hate criminal who deserves to die. This is the kind of inverted, diabolical, satanic flipping of values that our elites are engaged in. They are trying to convince us that if you burn yourself alive in support of Hamas, rapists, and terrorists, you are a hero. If you defend your business and your family, you are a criminal. That is the level of insanity we're facing. So that's why I say we're not fighting against people with bad ideas. We're not fighting against leftist ideology. We are dealing with principalities and power.
Exactly.
We are dealing with demons who are driving the public over the cliff like the Gadarene swine in the Bible.
Exactly.
And as I say in my piece at stream.org, we're all of us Gadarene swine, but some of us have decided to try running uphill. And that's the position you and I are in.
Amen. Amen. And look, at knowledge is power. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And there is that time when we're told that people will be, John, going from pell-mell, pillar to post, trying to find knowledge in this information age. And we have to be so discerning of what it is that we are consuming when it comes to when it comes to information. And the only way you can, you must be a mature believer, as the book of Hebrews talks about. Go ahead, 35 seconds left. Wrap it up.
Okay, everybody should be reading the stream.org. Everybody should be watching Steve Bannon's War Room, reading Revolver News, Chronicles Magazine, The Blaze. There are some, Julie Kelly, follow her on Twitter, follow her on Substack. There are people willing to tell the truth, and they pay the price for it, and they deserve our support.
Amen. Dr. John Zemarek, author and senior editor at stream.org. Great words of wisdom. And, check these outlets out. And especially Julie Kelly. I'm a big fan of hers. I appreciate her courage in speaking truth to power. Thank you, John.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of